This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris. 10 to 2 on 670. The
Brewers are not invincible. They are not some team of destiny.
What?
I watched a lot of what happened against the week.
What do you call getting Andrew Vaughn and winning 14 games in a row?
They are a movie, man. This is Moneyball 2, kind of.
Is there another first baseman like
Andrew Vaughn?
No, not really.
No.
And if there was, could we afford him?
Nope.
They look like a very beatable team against the Reds.
Swinging a deep drive to left. Going back is Casey at the wall. It's a home run.
High fly ball, deep left field, way back, still going. Casey looks up, and this one is gone.
And Terang hits a line drive, base hit to right. One run is in. Everyone moves up 90. And it gets away from the catcher, Kelly, and another run scored.
Stop! He's already dead.
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, when you put it that way, we broadcast live from the Score Sunday studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you, our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. And you can catch us on text, on calls. 312-644-6767 is our number. We already have a lot of texts on our text line. You can give us a shout as well. And we're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our producers are Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And is everybody ready for another Cubs doubleheader day?
No.
What?
I am ready for another Cubs doubleheader. I think the Cubs are going to go out and sweep the Brewers because I refuse to believe. I refuse to get on board with y'all and your fear of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm sorry. What about yesterday's game told you that that was going to be a likely case? The 7-0 game where the Cubs got not one but two hits yesterday.
I think the best thing that happened yesterday is that that game got rained out last night because I think they would have gotten swept. I think the morale was low. But today you've got Matthew Boyd in game one. That is a difference maker. And maybe he won't have a blister and have to lead the game just a couple innings in.
I like Cade Horton did.
That
happens.
Yes.
Blisters happen.
Afterwards, when he's like, yeah, I expect to make my next start, I was like, so this is just really bad luck that plays into the quote-unquote devil magic of the Brewers that used to be the devil magic of the Cardinals. We got to stop believing in this stuff. Well, Believe this. That offense is not good enough.
Whose offense?
The Cubs.
Because when you said Brewers, I was like, no, their offense is definitely good enough. We were at the game. I know you were at Channel 7 yesterday, but Robbie, Ray, and I were at the game, and we were excited to see what happened with Owen Casey getting his opportunity with the bases loaded. And he does end up, by the way, getting his major league hit, which was great. Nice to see Big Red there in that situation.
Are we going with it?
Is
Big
know.
Red a thing?
I like it.
That was my
LeGrand
initial idea.
Orange was taken.
I like Big Red.
But guys, why did it feel so hopeless when he struck out swinging and Nico Hoerner lined out to right in the fourth inning? Why did it feel like in a way we're like, oh, well, there was the chance. There was the chance.
I just think we put so much hope in the Owen Casey basket that when that didn't happen, we're like, ah, this team is just cursed at this very moment.
And then we proceeded to see what happened after that. The Brewers just continued to rake throughout the game. Scored a run in the fifth, scored a run in the sixth, yada, yada, yada. They had a four-run eighth inning. Unfortunately, the Cubs' bullpen, poor Luke Little, was just left out there to flail. And they call it the extra man in doubleheaders. I call it the sacrificial lamb at times, and unfortunately, I feel like that's what happened. But let's do it all again today, guys. Your stopper, or one of them, as we like to say, with Shota Imanaga and Matt Boyd. One of your stoppers is on the mound today. Of all the days, this would be the one where you better stop.
He better step up. And when I say that fully knowing that when you don't score any runs, you're not going to win the game. So it's not just him stepping up. Someone needs to get runs on the board for him. And I say runs, I mean multiples. I mean crooked. Because last time he was out there, they did get a run.
So we say all of this knowing that that is not the biggest story coming out of Wrigley yesterday. It is how the Cubs have to address what's going on with Kyle Tucker. And that is something that we've examined now on the show, I feel like, since the middle of July. So it's been a full month for us where we feel like something has not been right. So we know that. And then additionally, we hear yesterday Craig Counsell talk about how he sees this moving forward. That was our first indication that there was going to be some action, and then we get a report moments later. So let's first listen to Craig Counsell when it came to Kyle Tucker, who was booed yesterday for, again, I think what fans thought was not running out balls to first base.
Kyle's frustrated as well, and I think that's the fans are frustrated, and Kyle's frustrated, and it's unfortunate because, you know, Kyle's, when you make outs, it doesn't look great, but he's trying. It's not clicking. I think we're going to have to take a little step back here for sure. And you know, just give him some days off to reset him, hopefully. You know, because he's frustrated and he's not, you know, we're not coming up with solutions for him and he's not coming up with solutions. So, you know, sometimes you have to take some steps back to go forward again.
And that's been something we've been asking as to whether or not the Cubs would make that decision for what feels like months, but I'm pretty sure it's only been weeks. Kyle Tucker has just 4 extra base hits since July 1st. He hasn't homered since July 19th. And that got us talking on our show. Credit to our colleague Ryan Porth for also discussing this with us as well. Kyle Tucker, and it was something that we addressed at the time. But it wasn't something that we delved into a lot. On July 22nd, against the, at the time, Royals, that Royals series where they lost 2 of 3, before the trade deadline, too, where we were looking at it wondering what was going to go on, he fouled a ball off of his knee shin area. Let's go back and listen.
5 years old. Fouled that off his foot, and you could hear him yelp. Or did he get his
knee?
His knee,
yeah.
Yeah, just wrecked. Well,
just rid of the top of the knee.
And here we are thinking this whole time, maybe it was something related to him sliding into second base where his ring finger had been hurt in June. But he had a good month of June. So did the rest of the Cubs' offense.
Yeah, that didn't quite add up for me because I was like, well, but you're saying it's the ring finger, but I see him still doing things.
And it wouldn't make sense if it got exacerbated because, like we've mentioned, he also played in the All-Star game. Well, perhaps we were in the right city, but the wrong zip code. Let's go back to what ended up costing him significant playing time in last year's season, where he misses the neighborhood of 3 months, as we know. It was an injury truncated season for Kyle Tucker. In 2024, he fouled a ball off of his shin against the when he was with the Astros.
Lita Tucker and Alvarez not feel good. Kyle Tucker goes down at home plate as he fouls that one off his front foot or front shin.
Yeah, that'd be the second time in the last 4 days, and he's done that. We saw him earlier in that Minnesota Twins series, foul ball up just above that shin guard. And if this is that same, it is. And that's why he's down in pain, because that is the exact, possibly the exact same spot.
You're Todd Callis and Jeff Blum there, that call courtesy of the Space City Home Network. And then there was a report from a very respected site in Houston called Climbing Taos Hill. Taos Hill referring to what used to be the hill in center field.
Missed that hill. And the flag that went along with it.
I don't. September 3rd. Reports suggest Astros were misleading everyone about Kyle Tucker's injury all along.
That's not good news.
No. And again, it is. We say reports for a reason. They are just reports. But when you read the paragraphs, like, for example, Chandler Rome of The Athletic, a respected beat reporter there, and also your buddy, C. Trent Rosecrans, who's been covering the Reds for a very long time. So in Cincinnati, the reason I bring up C. Trent is because at the time, Tucker confirmed it wasn't just a bone bruise when he had that issue. It was a shin fracture. And the quote says, after a little bit of time and continued imaging and stuff, after the swelling and everything kind of calmed down, it was revealed there was a little fracture in the shin.
Here's the thing about a little fracture and a not as little fracture. They're still fractures. They still will affect every single thing. And it's about pain management. And then the performance reflected. And then he had to miss 3 months. 3 months, Layla.
And I don't know why when we talked about it. I remember being on with Dan that day when the first reports came in, I believe from Bruce Levine, actually, about the sincerity of the Cubs being in on Kyle Tucker. And goodness knows that if we're thinking about it, they've thought about it. That's how I always feel, because we have other teams to focus on, and well, that's their job. But it's still up to the player himself to also have responsibility when it comes to what he's dealing with. So since he got hit this year on the 22nd in that shin, and he did miss a game afterward, the Cubs are 10-13. Their offense has scored just 3.5 runs per game. Not for all of the games, even though it's felt like that at times.
That is a nearly 2-run drop-off from what they were doing before. And that's why they've been middling ever since. Below 500 at that point, but really they've been a 500 team for the better part of 2 months now.
I feel like sometimes when you're trying to figure out the problem, this is what happens. You're trying to go through a process of elimination, and you're seeing what could be causing this outlier of a reaction and a result. But when the boo birds start to rain down, and I'm not going to criticize them, and I don't think Kyle Tucker has either in these scenarios. And when you see the effort in the running part of this, and frankly, we talked about this too, Marshall, some of the routes that have been taken recently in the outfield.
Yeah, he's just looked awkward in the outfield trying to field different fly balls or even going after line drives. It seems like he's almost got the brakes on before he needs to have the brakes on, because he's being extra cautious in his stop and go.
This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score, talking about not just, unfortunately, the Cubs' loss in game one of this 5-game Brewers set that we know is absolutely important for this division and how the season turns out, but also the performance of what should be their superstar, Kyle Tucker. Right zip code? Right city, wrong zip code?
And what I say to that, the right city, wrong zip code, is maybe you need to be like a freaking mailman and know all your zip codes. You know where stuff is going. You know where stuff needs to be dropped off. If you're Kyle Tucker, and if you're the Chicago Cubs, from the manager and the coaching staff to the front office, they are long past due for what I call a come-to-Jesus meeting. Are you familiar with the idea of come-to-Jesus meeting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And scientifically, I think it could come in the form of an MRI.
And so what I'm saying is they needed to have a frank conversation. I don't know if they have. Maybe they have. About, hey, is there anything at all physically bothering you? Not stopping you, but just bothering you. Is anything achy? And at that point, you say, all right, we're going to get imaging on all of it. Anything you list, whether it's a finger, whether it's a knee, whether it's a shin, whether it's an ankle, whether it's your shoulder. We're going to just MRI you to death.
And I think part of the issue is we think about what happened with Dansby Swanson last year, where we knew something just didn't look right. We knew it. And come to find out, in the offseason, he had core surgery, which has been discussed. I do think that for certain players, it is on them. You know, there is that respect. There is that mutual contract. There is also the talent level. Do we need you more than you say you can go? And we talk about it all the time in football, guys playing through injuries, playing hurt. But when it causes this problem, when the risk is greater than the reward, when do you cry? When do you say uncle? Like, when do you cry? It's time to do something else.
Oh, Craig Castle said uncle last night.
I feel like that too. I also want to read a little bit more from this article in Climbing Tallis Hill from last year, just because, again, yeah, I feel like spending years in Houston, it is a valid source. So they also said this. This is last year. There is an explanation here that isn't insidious, and general manager Dana Brown has already been trying to make that the very case. Brown indicated that while the team could not see a fracture in his scans, the length of his recovery and his symptoms made the Astros suspect that a small fracture existed. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
On the one hand, this explains why Tucker has been out for so long. And this article was published in September of last year, September 3rd. On the one hand, this explains why Tucker has been out for so long and why Houston has been very careful with him as he recovered. Missing multiple months with a bone bruise certainly raised some eyebrows, but missing that amount of time when there are broken bones involved, even small ones, is basically par for the course, if not unfortunate.
My thing is this. You know, in order for you to get the most out of this season, you need a healthy Kyle Tucker in the playoffs. Why have you not shut him down prior to now and just said, okay, we're going to make sure you're good?
But listen to this paragraph. That said, Houston comes off as very deceptive and misleading in all of this. One can understand playing things close to the vest, but leaving Tucker's status purposefully vague like the Astros clearly did made the player look unnecessarily soft and the Astros medical staff look inept, which isn't fair to either party. No wonder Houston was completely unwilling to let their trainers talk to the media. It feels likely that the Astros knew something more serious was going on and just didn't want to share it with the public. Where is he now and how did he get here?
Via trade. He got to the Cubs via trade. And it's your job as an organization to run those medicals and make sure you're comfortable with the trade.
And I'm not saying they didn't do their job, Cubs.
I'm saying, listening to you read that, it just gives a little bit of a, okay, so the Astros knew they were moving someone who maybe they didn't trust his medicals going forward.
And let's remember what Kyle Tucker did in the beginning of this season. But did this incident on the 22nd of July re-aggravate something that maybe all of us didn't know as much about?
That's a great question, because it makes you reconsider how everything has gotten us to this point in the season. Partially because it's like, well, would the Cubs be where they are without Kyle Tucker and that performance to this point? And if he wasn't hurt, or if he is hurt, I mean, we still don't have confirmation that he is actually hurt. Or he may be hurt, but is he injured? I guess that's a better question, right?
Well, and frankly, lingering injuries happen. You know, like that's part of this. Like, there's a reason maybe Dansby Swanson wanted to play through something, because he felt like that, you know, A, he had earned it as a veteran and a leader on the team and being the shortstop, and B, you know, he thought that he was still adding more value than taking away. I feel like that's not an uncommon thing, what we're talking about, the decision of what you can do and how. It's just that risk-reward piece where you have to say to yourself sometimes, what is this really getting us right now? And the question that I ask all the time about so many athletes, are you your best self?
Clearly, he's not his best self. And as far as the risk versus reward, I refuse to be sucked into this idea that without Kyle Tucker, the Cubs can't, with other players in the lineup, stay afloat, if you will. But the goal is to do something in the playoffs. So you need a healthy Kyle Tucker. Without a healthy Kyle Tucker, their ceiling becomes very limited.
And we've got a lot of comments both over our text line and on our Twitch chat, the Twitch mob, like Score on the Four, saying, I thought his issue started before the All-Star break. I think they did too. But then I don't think he's playing in the All-Star break. if that was an issue like what we're seeing now. So I feel like, again, you know, going back to that game on the 22nd, you know, where we talked about it, but it was just a brief thing, and they held him out the next game. How is that going to go? But given that article and even the reports from the valid reporters who have been on the beat for a very long time in Houston from The Athletic, there's a lot there to digest.
I can't wait to hear from Kyle Tucker. I understand we just got some fresh audio in, so we're going to sit on that, what we just told you about Kyle Tucker, his injury history, what has happened this season, why the offensive fall off seems to be in line with when Kyle Tucker fouled another ball off of his leg. It's going to be interesting to see what Kyle Tucker has to say about his extended time off that he's getting.
But I think the thing here is we all know something's wrong. We yes. see it. Your eye test confirms your suspicions, which confirms other data, which confirms the scores of the games. So we're going to hear from Kyle Tucker and do a little bit more on just examining the offense as a whole. Next, this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Four.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
You know, my hope is that Wrigley in Chicago become really special to him, and he realizes like there's not a better place to play in baseball.
First fair ball, and Tucker is out.
Why did the organ make it worse there? That's the call on the Marquee Sports Network. That was also Jed Hoyer talking about Kyle Tucker. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we continue to, A, get you ready for another Cubs baseball doubleheader day over at Wrigley. That begins at 12:45 here on The Score. And B, we're trying to figure out, well, frankly, what's gone on with Kyle Tucker to lead to results like what you heard there from yesterday. And the boos were pretty audible, especially when we were at the game, Robbie and Ray and I.
I just think there's a lot going on. I want to get some roster moves updated just before we get into this Kyle Tucker sound.
Credit to our clubhouse reporter, Sam Bernero, who did it again. Tom Cosgrove is in the building.
Yeah, Tom Cosgrove gets the recall from Iowa. Luke Little, no surprise here, option to Iowa.
It's the options that burn me. Not on Little, but on Assad.
Gabe Hollowell returned to AAA as yesterday's 27th man. The Cubs can add another player between games as the 27th man. You know who I want them to add, but we'll get into that later.
Mo Baller!
Bring him up. Put him in the lineup. Let him
go. Honestly, yeah. We're going to get into the offensive piece of this as a whole in a second, but yes.
But Kyle Tucker's out here speaking.
He is, and of course, our guy, Bruce Levine, who is on top of this and has been, I feel like, for a very long time, texted our team and said he has fresh sound from Kyle Tucker. Was this from this morning in the clubhouse? All right, Bruce, with it. Let's go.
The first game yesterday, just he'll give you a breather. I don't know what that conversation was like or how that went, but just your thoughts and how kind of that conversation did go.
I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm not starting the first game, so... you know, I might get in there at some point. We'll see. But right now, we're just trying to win the game, first game today, and then move on to the second.
What does it feel like for you right now?
I mean, production-wise, not great. I mean, I'm just here trying to help the team win. I haven't really done a great job of that lately, so that part of it sucks. But, I mean, I'm still rooting for everyone around here, and, you know, hopefully everyone has success throughout the rest of the year. So I'm just trying to help us win games.
After the third at bat yesterday, we were totally, like, losing focus at that point, not running that ball out. I mean, how do you get your head around? We know you to be just always on top of everything you do in your game. That's your reputation.
I mean, it's kind of exhausting. I don't know how many times I've rolled over to first or second, but, I mean, regardless, I mean, you still got to run down the line, whether you're out by 50 feet or not. But, I mean, it's a little tough right now.
When you are going through a tough stretch like this, how do you digest fans' frustration when they're booing, and what is it like for you in those moments?
I mean, it's fine. I still got to do my job regardless of cheers or boos or whatever, but I mean, obviously, I do a better job at that.
So I did mention yesterday, between talking to people here previously in your baseball life, just mechanical things, what are you looking at this point with everything?
I mean, anything. I mean, anything to just stay inside and throw a ball and hit a ball up the middle. So I'm just going to try and continue to figure that out and hopefully figure it out quick.
Still got to do my job. That was the message I took away from that. But my question in response to that is, Kyle, are you physically able to do your job?
It's that part. It's that actual part. Are you okay? And he's never really answered the question over the last few weeks.
Because I think the answer is right now for him is, I don't know if I'm okay. As we listen to Kyle Tucker speak in the clubhouse this morning, that sound courtesy of Bruce Levine here on Raheem and Harrison. I just, listening to him there, he does sound a little bit lost. Like, he doesn't know what the next step should be in trying to figure this out.
Well, we remember the last time he talked about this, where he was asked days ago, what's going on? And he never really said, he's like, oh, you just got, and I believe he was asked about his hand. And the discussion was, oh, well, you've just got to deal with it. Yes, he is being awesome about the put some dirt on it and get back out there mentality.
Rub some tussin on it.
He's definitely accepted it. You know, he's accepted that this is what he's dealing with right now. Maybe in that calmness, we don't necessarily know how much pain he's actually in. And to add to this, it was really weird to have to listen to that very serious conversation with the Vanga buses coming in the background.
Yeah, the irony of that song playing in the background while Tucker is talking about dealing with injuries and all these struggles offensively is like, the lyrics to that song is like, hey now, hear what I say now, happiness is around the corner.
And that's why you got to change it up in the clubhouse to get a little different mojo. And I'm not kidding. That is it. Those are scientific facts.
Do you think that was an attempt to change up the mojo?
I think, yes, 100%.
I think the Cubs should be exploring any and all options to change the mojo, change the music, do anything.
But here's the thing. This man is a professional. And when he hits as good as the top 10 in the game. And I feel like because of that, he's not going to tell you what's going on. You have to outright ask the question, did you re-injure your shin injury? Like, we just heard what it took in Houston to try to get those answers last year.
Right. And not just from him, but from the club itself. And everybody comes out looking worse because people run off with their own ideas of what's wrong as opposed to getting factual answers.
I also think that part of this, too, is the fact that it's not unique to here. You know, this is something that goes on in a lot of different places. So it's just a matter of the cooperation of the individuals involved and then also what's on the line. You know, it is that risk-reward piece. We have another piece of audio from Bruce. All right, well, I will try not to be distracted by the music in the background and focus.
Do you feel bad habits were developed when you hurt your finger, and maybe that's now what you're trying to work through?
I don't know. I mean, I can't really point to one thing. So, I mean, if I could, I'd probably have already fixed that one thing. But, you know, I'll just keep working at it.
Is that true that you would internalize something that's hurting you if you just felt you could go out and play even if it's not near 100%?
I mean, I don't really think it matters how I feel or what I think. I mean, as long as, you know, I go out there and help our team win, that's all that really matters. I mean, our game is based off, you know, how successful you are on the field as an individual or a team. So regardless of how you feel.
you feel physically well enough to play. You don't think you have any issue that would be best served by an IL stint?
No, I'm fine. I mean, I've played, you know, for the most part every game this year, so I'm fine going out there.
Kyle, you did such a good job blocking things out for so long, but when you're this close to free agency, does that creep into your
I mean, I don't really care. I mean, I just care about winning today's game and helping out with that. So regardless of what happens later, it's not a factor right now.
Man, listen.
The thing about Song has lasted 25 minutes.
But not even that. So he's basically just saying, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm going to play. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It's like the Cubs are now responsible for taking him out of the lineup and deciding he should not play. It's not going to be on Kyle Tucker. What I heard in both those clips of audio, when you put them together, is that I'm here, I get paid to play, I'm a professional, I still got to do my job, and unless I'm out of the lineup, I'm going to play. And no matter what condition I am in no way going to say I cannot play unless basically a bone is broken and hanging out of my socket. Like if my arm's hanging out, then obviously I can't bat.
Yeah, and unless something is visibly and bizarrely bad, I'm going out there. And frankly, given that he only played in 78 games last season.
I get it.
Exactly. He wants to play. And when he's on, there's no doubt he's on.
But he's off right now.
And has been for a while.
And I think not only just him being off, but understanding the effect that that has had on the rest of the lineup, which I think is a thing, even if everyone else may not agree.
Since he got hit in the shin, fouled on the 22nd of July, the Cubs are 10-13, and they've scored 3.5 runs per game over that stretch. And while I would love nothing more than the Cubs offense to be independent of this, they are not showing that that is the case.
The thing that you have to remember is at one point, Bruce Levine was having to talk people off the ledge, or I guess not even off the ledge, because they weren't on the ledge. They were so excited because they were like, the Cubs are scoring 6 runs a game. And Bruce said, hey, they're not going to score 6 runs a game for the entire season. Now, I did not know it was going to be this dramatic of a fall off, but I can tell you this. They went from leading the league in runs scored. They're now tied for 7th in runs scored because of what's happened in the last month plus.
And to go from 1st to 7th over that time is statistically significant. Like that's the part of this as well. That delta, that change in the number, is remarkable. This segment, by the way, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And we've gotten a couple of texts, and I think it's appropriate. Really good conversation right now in our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. But then also, people reacting, like, for example, 630, everyone wants to talk about how Tucker makes everyone else around him better, but nobody ever brings up the fact of the hitters hitting around him while he was in Houston. Maybe that's why he was so good with the Astros. He had Bregman, Altuve, Alvarez, and Correa in the lineup. I agree with that as well. But then also, I don't necessarily think that in this case, you know, when we talk about slump timing and streaky hitters and what's going on and Pico Armstrong still finding himself as a hitter, for example, and we know that Seiya Suzuki, I think his success, like the number at the end of the season will indicate one thing, but we know when we see the weighted runs created plus, for example, in these crucial stretches, how is he contributing? Hell, he was the only one with a hit for several innings yesterday.
2 hits, tying a season low. It's bad.
But that's the point here is, you'd love nothing more than for this to not affect everybody else. But even Dustin Kelly said it did. You know, and that's a big part of this too, is unfortunately, it all seems to be married together in a way that is causing an issue.
Listening to the broadcast, there's this idea that, you know, maybe Justin Tucker's presence is not affecting everyone else. But I think
Kyle Tucker. I do it all the time. Guys,
those are different guys.
He's been a crucial name in the NFL for a really long time.
I called Josh Giddey Josh Mickey last week, so I think you're fine.
There's also Justin Turner and a Kyle Tucker and a Justin Tucker, and those are 3 very different people.
Yes, those are all very different. 2 of them do play on the same team, though.
Yes, which ups the ante of mistake.
I think it's interesting also when we listened to Kyle Tucker, he said, oh, I'm not in the lineup for the first game. That made it sound like he expects to be in the lineup for the second game, does it not? That's concerning.
And if I'm the manager and nobody's going to listen to me, because hell, you barely listen to me on this show. But I'm probably saying, unless you can go out there WWE style and have your music in the tunnel and you can just suddenly wreck shop and you're miraculously okay and you take back the heavyweight title belt, I don't want to hear it from you.
I don't think baseball's scripted quite the same way as
Big
WWE.
Red, you're in.
Okay, so here's what we know.
Owen Casey.
Kyle Tucker will not
so
be.
Young.
He will not be in the lineup for today's game one. But you know what? It's still a doubleheader. It's still from Wrigley Field. We've got pregame without, at least in the starting lineup, Kyle Tucker for game one, beginning at 12:45. First pitch at 1:20. Game two pregame. That's at 6:30 because it's a split doubleheader. First pitch at 7:05.
The worst of the doubleheaders.
It can all be heard on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. It was worse yesterday because it's like, are they going to play? And I'm asking Cheryl Scott, are they going to play? She's like, well, it could go to the south of where they are. It did not.
That was the answer.
Yeah, she didn't sound confident that they were going to play baseball. But it was good to know.
I could picture Cheryl doing that too. Well, it could go to the south. Dramatic pause.
No baseball.
And then later we had lightning storm for 2 hours. Oh, the results that we've seen. So let's get into that a little bit more. What we've seen out of the offense since then. There's some audio from the Cubs broadcast on TV yesterday we want to get into. And then also I mentioned Dustin Kelly. Let's give him the lineup too. We'll do it all next on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score as we get you ready for Cubs baseball. You're listening to Raheem and Harris on The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Kyle's taking a ton of extra swings, and you know, everyone's, you know, not only conversations with, you know, people here, but people he's been with in the past. And I mean, I think that it's hard to get out of a slump sometimes, and you know, hopefully it happens soon. But yeah, I guess I would say there's definitely some urgency to get out of it, but it hasn't happened yet.
We're going to Six Flags? That's all I heard. That was Jed Hoyer before the game.
Can they get the old Six Flags man to pinch hit today?
Every Cubs
better
comment before the game today now has to be to this song.
By the way, today is a perfect day to be at Six Flags. Kids are back in school. It's a weekday. The weather's not great. That means the lines are going to be shorter. Might not even need a fast pass on a day like today.
Hey now. Hear what he says now.
I'm just saying.
I can't. Okay, so getting back to the topic at hand, which frankly does need a little levity in my opinion.
I think it needs a lot of levity because it's kind of depressing hearing Kyle Tucker explain how he feels about everything that's going on versus how we all feel about everything that's going on.
Yes. So the Cubs announced after the game. Well, I don't even know if announced is the right word. Craig Counsell said they had to do something about Kyle Tucker's lack of production, and we heard the boo birds out at Wrigley yesterday. And as I understand, we have somebody who is at the game on the line. 312-644-6767 is our number. Mike in Peoria joins us. Mike, you're on with Bernstein. Ha ha. You're on with Raheem and Harris.
What?
Hey Leon, Marshall, I did enjoy the game at first yesterday. I was taking my girlfriend for her first game ever, and I'm like been gone for 50 years. And I was telling her about all the – sometimes you have exciting games, but sometimes you have those games that really suck, you know, and I think that's what happened. But I was in the center field bleachers, left field bleachers, I guess, and There was too many times. Three times I know for sure the cheer "Let's go Brewers" came up, and all everybody did really fast was boo, try to shout them and stuff. But there was a time also I never boo. I've never booed in my life, but I was there, and I kind of feel like you can affect the mental part of these guys, and I don't like the boo. But there was one boo that came up, and I didn't say the B part, but I did the part. I mean, I was just like, it just needed to be said. It was like an instinct. And,
wow.
You know, that they should be rotating four outfielders. They get three guys that are subject to slumps now that Tucker's doing his slump, but you know Suzuki goes in slumps. Pete's had slumps. Hap's had slumps. You know, so why don't you rotate one more guy in? And the 69 Cubs fell because they didn't ever didn't rotate. You know, it's just August. You're playing doubleheaders, and you're playing every day, and you haven't hit in 2 weeks.
Mike, I think you were not the first person to bring up the 69 Cubs. I feel like that's been brought up on our text line a couple times as well. And that's pretty bad if you were forced to at least ooh, but you couldn't be. But that was as close as you've gotten to booing a game.
I was saying booers.
But, like, the whole thing is he wanted to boo so badly, but he didn't want to be rude. I think that's the lesson there. But he's like, you know what? They deserve at least the ooh.
We've been there. We've been there when there's been, in a game, a collective murmur that comes from the crowd when they react to something that was pretty bad. Like,
You
like,
ooh that man.
You hear it, though. You hear the consternation. I also want to go back to something that we were talking about a little bit earlier. And the morning show actually touched on this, too. We were at the game, so we didn't hear it. But this was from the marquee broadcast yesterday. The respected, and I appreciate him greatly, Jim DeShays, talking about the criticism surrounding Kyle Tucker and the rest of the Cubs offense.
Can I just make a point here?
I'd love it if you
would. Tucker. Earlier in the year, Kyle Tucker was doing really well, and so were the Cubs. A lot of guys were hot. And there was this narrative out here that his presence in the lineup was making all these guys better hitters. And now I'm starting to hear the fact that he's struggling is the reason why some of the other Cub hitters are struggling. And I say to you, my good people, neither of those are true. Kyle being a good hitter didn't make anybody else a good hitter. Kyle getting on base all the time and slugging all the time provided opportunities for other people to drive in runs and do good things. One player's ability doesn't impact another player's ability, at least my opinion. So there, I'm going to climb down off my soapbox now and enjoy the ball game, everybody.
I understand why he said it, but unfortunately, it's just not presenting that way.
Also, I strongly disagree with the idea that lineup presence does not matter. If you have a hitter that you have to actually worry about, pitch around, and now you have to give better pitches to the pitcher, whether it's in front of you, behind you, around you, that makes your offense more potent. It just does.
But for example, Mike and Peoria was right. There are hitters that are all of a similar boom and bust pattern in the outfield. They do slump. They right now are slumping at the same time. That's the exact thing you don't want to happen. It should not all be dependent in result on what you've seen. They had two hits yesterday. You felt like it was chapter, verse, game over when it came to them not having any sort of scoring with the bases loaded early in the game, and then we saw what happened after that. That's not how you want to address a team making a playoff run. That's not how you want to address a team who's trying to win a division against their biggest division rival, who, as we've mentioned, is an absolute buzzsaw. Come on, they've won 14 out of 15 games thanks to that 7-0 outburst yesterday. And here we are talking about the Cubs struggling when they, at the beginning of the season, if I had told you this is what was going on with Kyle Tucker and this is the result right now, you wouldn't have been happy about it.
No, absolutely not. Even if you had been in a position to go to the playoffs as a wild card team, I think the big thing you have to understand is with Kyle Tucker, a healthy Kyle Tucker and a at the top of his game, Kyle Tucker in the lineup, your slug goes way up, number one. Also, when Kyle Tucker hits extra base hits, specifically homers, the Cubs have an outstanding winning percentage.
It's that part of it. Like, here we are talking about singles, and this has been something that we've talked about, frankly, the entire season in some way, shape, or form, outside of April and May. Outside of April and May. Let's not forget they went 500 the month of June. And, you know, what was the first thing that Craig Counsell talked about in that two-game set against the Dodgers in Japan? How they had four home runs in that game, was it four, and his team had six singles.
Right.
Or it was something along those lines. Like, it was number for number. But the point being, they were hitting home runs, his team was hitting singles. Now we see the late stage result of what we're seeing yesterday with just two hits, one of them belonging to the guy you just called up, the other one belonging to Seiya Suzuki, who you hope isn't married to Kyle Tucker's success. You hope.
No, and it's not just me saying this. Jim Deshaies is talking about one thing, Kyle Tucker not having that big of an effect on the offense. What about Dustin Kelly? Would that be a viable voice?
The literal Cubs hitting coach, as Robbie Triano pointed out in our group thread.
Listen to what he had to say on June 28th about Kyle Tucker in the lineup.
Right away, you can just go to the back of the baseball card and look at some of the accolades that he's gotten and just what he's been able to do in this league for a number of years. And then you put that in your lineup surrounded by your players and guys like Happ and Suzuki and Dansby and even Pete and all of our guys, they just get better around him because of how pitchers have to attack him and teams have to game plan for that exact at bat throughout the game. And it gives us some pretty good matchups with the bullpen because they have to really plan on how they're going to get Kyle Tucker out. And they're having to start to do that with Seiya now and even Pete. And you're seeing it just kind of roll down the bottom of the lineup.
Bum, bum, bum.
Would you say Dustin Kelly and I are aligned based on what I just said? Now, I hadn't heard that sound. I was just told we had some sound. But, like, that's exactly the opposite of what Jim Deshaies just said. And Dustin Kelly and I are aligned.
Both can be true. I love JD. He's forgotten more baseball than I'll ever know.
Same.
Both
same.
Can be true. But bottom line is, the record is what it says it is.
And Kyle Tucker, I don't think anyone told him yet that he might not be playing in game two. That's the other thing. I'm still stuck on that.
He's playing game two. And frankly, at this rate, we don't even know if there is going to be a game two. How many times are we going to try to shift swap with the afternoon show?
Oh.
Do we get our actual shift tomorrow? We do, right?
We're back at this usual time tomorrow.
There's no way to know.
How many times this season have we said, it wasn't supposed to rain yet? Cue the curb theme.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of shifts.
We look outside, we're like, wait, I thought it wasn't supposed to rain until later.
Speaking of shifts, though, we have better, like, news, I think. Or
oh, does that mean the Vangabus is coming?
Better energy coming, because you know who's joining the show next?
The old man in the Six Flags commercials?
No. Anthony Heron is not an old man.
He does love to dance, though.
Yes.
He thinks, he's like, accepting the fact that he might be a little older.
I think I'm accepting the fact that I might be a little older too, Lily.
All right, well, let's also accept the passing of time, which I don't want to do either. And in the meantime, we'll get ready for Anthony here, and we talk a lot of Bears coming up next. And some news out of Kansas City regarding the game on Friday. And also, we're getting out of here, man. Starting at 10 o'clock on Thursday and Friday, we're going to do our show live from Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. It's going to be 107, and I won't even care. Tune in live. We were going to have special guests along the way during Circa's football contest weekend. It is a survivor pool and tournament like no other. You know this. So we'll join you from Vegas on Thursday. And in the meantime, we'll try to sort this out. Anthony Heron next on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.